This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. It's the January 5th edition of the Alex Jones Show. I am Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones. We've got two big guests coming up in the second and third hours. Firstly, Tommy Robinson, who's had a public Twitter spat with the singer Lily Allen over the migrant crisis here in Britain, making headlines. We're going to get his response to that. Basically, she's threatening legal action because she lost an argument to him on Twitter. So we're going to get Tommy's take on that, along with a bunch of other news stories. Then after that, we've got Lauren Southern coming on to talk about both her new book and our top story, which, of course, you've probably seen the video everywhere by now. Absolutely shocking footage, which came out last night, in fact, just after we got off air, of an 18-year-old, mentally disabled young man kidnapped in Chicago by a group of four black teens, again, teens but adults, kidnapped, beaten, brutalized, humiliated throughout this 30-40 minute video clip. And bearing in mind, he was kidnapped for up to 48 hours, up to 2 days before they released him. Constant racial slurs, F white people, F Donald Trump, forcing him to say, quote, I love black people. Blatantly egregious, hateful, racist assault that went on for up to 2 days on a mentally disabled man in West Chicago. And how did the media react? How did the left react? Well, of course, they reacted by saying, there's no evidence this is a hate crime. Completely expected that you would get this reaction. In fact, many of them have failed to even condemn it. You see there the article, CNN panelist blames Trump for racist torture of mentally disabled man. And of course, that was entirely predictable as well. Now, it's not the fact that they've made anti-white racism cute. They've made it trendy. They've entrenched it so deeply in popular culture that it's now a regular MTV BuzzFeed meme to come out with these ridiculous anti-white people videos on a routine basis. It's not the fact that you've had 2 years plus of the media legitimizing Black Lives Matter and its clear racist rhetoric against white people, its call for white cops to be killed, which has been acted on by actual snipers who have then said that they were radicalized by Black Lives Matter. Of course, at every single step of the way, the media upholding, legitimizing the narrative. It's not about anti-Trump supporters going out and attacking Trump supporters at his rallies almost every single time. It's not about during the riots where people, white people, would be deliberately targeted for their skin color by BLM supporters in Charlotte, in other areas. No, it's nothing to do with that. It's because of Donald Trump's rhetoric that this 18-year-old mentally disabled white kid got abducted, got beaten. They actually scalped him. Some people even say you can see the white of his skull. They scalped him. They cut his hair off. Again, total humiliation. This was basically someone with the mental age of a child being tortured, beaten, abused, assaulted. Again, racial slurs launched over and over again for almost 2 days solid. And Chicago police have actually come out and said, oh, we don't know if this is a hate crime. We're still investigating. Probably isn't. It probably just stupid kids messing about. They actually said that. Stupid kids messing about. Now, if this case was in isolation, then maybe, and we're going to get to these clips after the break, if it was in isolation, then maybe. But we've seen a string of anti-Trump hate crimes. We played the clip, again, out of Chicago a few months ago, where the guy is literally dragged, beaten in his car because they claimed he supported Donald Trump. On the flip side, we've got complete hysteria. The media, the left, freaking out about hate crimes blamed on Trump supporters that were completely staged. Meanwhile, actual hate crimes are being carried out against innocent people, and they claim it's not even a hate crime. We're going to get to the shocking video after the break on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believe we were going to fail, who believe their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
Impressed, I hope, and I think we'll be speaking a lot. Donald Trump and Alex Jones. This means that Donald Trump.
Can you imagine if four white Trump supporters had kidnapped a mentally disabled black person, abducted him, kept him prisoner for up to 2 days, tortured him, forced him to drink toilet water, scalped him, abused him, beat him, slung racial slurs at him? How would the left react? How do you think the left would react? Would they condemn it? Would they be shocked? Would they be outraged? Well, of course they would. And would they say it was a hate crime? Racially motivated. Maybe also a motivation against the fact that the victim was mentally disabled. Yes, it's obviously a hate crime. And the left would say it was a hate crime. The excuses they're already coming out with are absolutely just bizarre. In fact, I got one message from a Black Lives Matter supporter that said there was no proof that this kidnapping even happened. Even though the culprits have been arrested, it's all over the news, the victim is known, the victim is in hospital, some of them are still denying that it even happened. Of course, the second layer of denial is denial that this has anything to do with Black Lives Matter. Well, Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with this. What's the connection? Black Lives Matter is not a group. It's not an identifiable selection of people. It doesn't have a headquarters. Black Lives Matter is an ideology. It's a very bad ideology because it's inspired, it's motivated countless acts of brutality, of murder in the case of the 5 Dallas cops that were shot, that were killed. And that's no surprise given that, and I've spoke about this many times, no one seems to be that interested in picking up on it, apart from InfoWars. Look at the origins of Black Lives Matter. The three far-left social justice warriors that founded it. The people that go out to all its events, not only do they chant for wanting dead cops, they chant for their ideological guru, their founding member, the inspiration behind Black Lives Matter. And that is somebody called Assata Shakur. Assata Shakur left the Black Panthers. She left several other militant black liberation groups back in the 70s because she thought they weren't violent enough. This is a convicted cop killer. This is somebody who is on the FBI's most wanted domestic terrorist list, who is in Cuba. They keep trying to bring her back. They can't do it. This is the ideological guru behind Black Lives Matter. This is whose name they chant at their rallies. She's a convicted cop killer. She's a domestic terrorist. Is it any surprise that we see this violence now spilling over to 18-year-old mentally disabled people being abducted, being tortured in the name of this same ideology? Yes, of course there is a connection. Of course there is a connection to a culture that has, again, popularized anti-white racism to such an extent, it's so entrenched, that it's now not only acceptable, it's trendy. It's cool. Again, the last acceptable form of racism is racism against white people. We saw another flagrant example of it just 2 weeks ago, MTV. New Year's resolutions for white guys. Again, they had to take that video down. It got completely panned. Is there a shift? Are we finally starting to realize that you don't solve racism with more racism? Let's go to the video from Fox News. This is the news report about the white kidnap victim being abused, being scalped, being tortured by these four despicable individuals. Let's roll the clip.
Investigators are taking a look at a Facebook Live video showing a group of people holding a young man hostage. Chicago police tell us four people are in custody tonight, and we must warn you, the video we are about to show you may be considered graphic.
What? This Donald Trump, white people, boy.
No.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
nigga,
it's life.
Oh, man.
My mom supposed to say this not funny, y'all.
Chicago police were made aware of this video yesterday afternoon. A young African-American woman streamed the video live on Facebook showing at least four people holding a young white man hostage. He is repeatedly kicked and hit. His scalp is cut, all while he is tied up with his mouth taped shut.
Now, bear in mind, that was just a clip of what happened. That was just a 10-second clip. There are other clips where they force him to drink toilet water. There are other clips where they threaten to kill him. They threaten even more violent assault. And you can tell that this guy has a mental age of a young child. We know that he has special needs, learning disabilities. You can see how truly terrified he is at several points throughout this video. Again, they bound him, they gag him, they cut up his clothes. Nobody can see this without completely condemning it. That's not what Black Lives Matter supporters and the left have done. They immediately sought to make excuses, saying that this was just stupid kids messing about, it was not a hate crime. Well, let me read to you Chicago hate crime law before we play the clips from what the police said about this. Chicago law states a person commits a hate crime when by reason of the actual or perceived race, color, creed, religion, ancestry, gender, sexual orientation, physical or mental disability, or national origin, regardless of the existence of any other motivating factor or factors, he commits assault, battery, aggravated assault, okay? Key terms there, race and mental disability. Throughout this video, it's made clear, one, that they've taken advantage of this poor individual because of his mental disability. He wouldn't have agreed to go there with them in the first place. And two, constantly F white people, forcing him to say he loves black people while he's being taunted and tormented by four black people while racial slurs are hurled in his direction. Clear, not only political motive, clear racial motive, clear hate crime up and down. Again, flip it around. If this was four white people, yeah, chanting at somebody, F black people, F Barack Obama, say you love white people, blatant racial motive, blatant racist hate crime. But here's what Chicago police said about the motivation behind this attack. Let's roll clip one.
You know, although they are adults, they're 18. Kids make stupid decisions. I shouldn't call them kids. They're legally adults, but they're young adults, and they make stupid decisions. That certainly will be part of whether or not a hate crime is, if we seek a hate crime, to determine whether or not this is sincere or just stupid ranting and raving.
That was Chicago Police Department Commander Kevin Duffin. Again, this is what he said. Kids make stupid decisions. I shouldn't call them kids. They're legally adults, but they're young adults, and they make stupid decisions. He added, that will certainly be part of whether or not we determine if this is a hate crime or not, or whether this is stupid ranting and raving. Well, again, look at the hate crime law. There's nothing in the Chicago hate crime law that says, oh, if you think that there's also stupid ranting and raving in the commission of this criminal act, then maybe it's not a hate crime. No, there's nothing in the law that says that. In the law, it says a person commits a hate crime if the motivation is by perceived race or mental disability. Those are just two of the provisions while conducting assault, battery, or aggravated assault, okay? What do they say during the attack? F white people, forcing him to say he loves black people. Throughout the entire video, racial slurs, an obvious motivation. Only an idiot or a liar could ever deny that. But that's exactly what the Chicago police are doing. If this was flipped around, if this was reversed, and it was four white people, racial slurs, beatings, obviously racially motivated, it would have been declared a hate crime within minutes, both by the police and the media. Let's go to the second clip from the Chicago police.
Some of it is just stupidity. You know, people just ranting about something that they think might make a headline. I don't think that at this point we don't have anything concrete to really point us in that direction, but we'll keep investigating and we'll let the facts guide us on how this concludes.
So again, that is Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson saying, if you look at the video, and we've just looked at the video, I've watched the whole thing, quote, it's just stupidity. And he said no on whether his department was currently treating the incident as a hate crime. This is not the left wing. This is not Black Lives Matter supporters. This is the police department in Chicago there saying that there's no evidence of a hate crime, when throughout the video there's clear evidence of a hate crime. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Barack Obama infamously inserted himself into the Trayvon Martin and the Michael Brown cases, even though in the case of Michael Brown it was an obvious open and shut case. Of course, he tried to grab Officer Darren Wilson's gun. It was by no means how the media initially portrayed it. Those facts quickly came to light. But nevertheless, Obama inserted himself into that anyway. He inserted himself into the Trayvon Brown case. Will Obama make a comment on this shocking case? This is a guy whose entire administration was supposed to be, you know, be about calming race relations, being about moving on from the past, building bridges. because America has never been more racially divided thanks to Barack Obama. Thanks to his administration, which at every point, and in fact Obama himself, has met with Black Lives Matter leaders. In fact, Hillary Clinton said that she would change laws when they were demanded by Black Lives Matter leaders. This is a violent, intolerant hate group that has inspired actual murderers, not just beatings of white people, actual murders of cops, some of them black cops, in these ambush-style attacks across the country that has now led to the Ferguson effect, where cops are being attacked and ambushed to such a degree that they don't want to go into these high-crime areas. So what happens? Well, you get more crime in cities like Chicago, where black-on-black shootings, black people dying, is through the roof. But Black Lives Matter doesn't give a damn about that, do they? They don't give a damn about little six-year-old girls on street corners being shot in the head with stray bullets during drive-by shootings. They don't give a damn about that. That's the primary cause of black people dying, and they don't give a damn about it if they can't use it for race baiting, if they can't use it for political division. So is Obama going to come out and comment on this? Obviously not. There's a petition for him to do so. One of those petitions up on whitehouse.gov. Again, he inserted himself into Mike Brown case, he inserted himself into the Trayvon Martin case. Will he have anything to say about this? Will he drag up the same tired old excuse that the left is using right now, that this was just stupid kids messing around? You've had a culture that's been bathed in this idea that hating white people is trendy. This whole F Donald Trump movement, again, upheld, legitimized by popular culture, by the mainstream media, by the likes of BuzzFeed, by the likes of MTV. All along it was upheld, it was popularized. In defense of looting, Time magazine again. Supporting criminality amongst the black community, even if it targets their own community. This is the narrative that's been dominant for the past 2 years plus. So of course it's going to lead to more racial hate crime attacks, which is exactly what's happening. While the left, of course, fakes and hoaxes their own hate crime attacks to blame them on Donald Trump supporters. And we've had numerous instances of that over the past few months. So the Chicago police came out and basically said, it doesn't look like a hate crime. It was just kids messing about. This is what CNN panelist Simone Sanders said last night on Don Lemon's show. Let's roll the clip.
I'm going to say something that's probably not very popular. We cannot callously go about classifying things as a hate crime. Motive here matters. So was this for hate of Donald Trump, the president-elect, because of things that he has said, or was this for pure hate of white people? That matters, because if we start going around and anytime someone says something or does something really egregious, really bad and sickening in this instance, in connection with the president-elect or Donald Trump, or even President Obama for that matter, because of their political leanings, mm-hmm. That is slippery territory. That is not a hate crime. Hate crimes are because of a person's racial ethnicity, their religion, their gender, a disability. It is your political leanings, because someone doesn't like your political leanings and they do something bad to you. That is not a hate crime.
So she's saying that it's not a hate crime because it's politically motivated. They're saying F Donald Trump. This has nothing to do with race. It's not a racially motivated hate crime. It may be political. It's definitely not racial. How many times in the video do they say F white people? How many times in the video do they make him say, I love black people? It's obviously racially motivated. That is a flat out lie that it's not racially motivated. She's deliberately excised the fact that they're saying F white people. Now, this is a woman, the CNN contributor, Simone Sanders. You remember the video out of Chicago a few months ago where the white guy gets jumped, gets dragged in his car while he's hanging out the car door, gets beaten up by these thugs because they thought he voted for Donald Trump. Wasn't even any evidence that he voted for Donald Trump, and he said he didn't anyway, but they don't care about that. It was an opportunity to rob him. What did she have to say about that? She said, quote, oh my goodness, poor white people. Again, so just not even condemnation of this. We'll be back with more on the Alex Jones Show.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I remember back in July of 2016, seems like just minutes ago, but it was over half a year ago. I was in Cleveland, Ohio, covering the RNC. And I went over to the Ritz-Carlton, where the main Republicans were staying. And I met with a lot of the different Fox News officials, their vice presidents, their programming people. And we talked about Megyn Kelly. And I said, Megyn Kelly, this is only like 6-7 months ago now. It seems like, again, just yesterday, but also a lifetime ago. Megyn Kelly is your bellwether. If she can successfully convert your audience to hating conservatism, hating libertarianism, buying into worshiping this dead political horse Hillary, then you've won. But I said, I think Megyn Kelly is going to destroy herself in this battle with Donald Trump and the American people. And they agreed with me. They said, no, we're already seeing ratings slide. She had the top ratings on the channel. And now she's moved on to the Peacock Network, NBC. It's itself a total joke. And it's, you know, Bad Son, MSNBC, and CNBC, and Microsoft, and all the rest of them.
I mean, this is truly a train wreck we're watching. But it shows how she gets her hair done in Manhattan. She's this beautiful little elf woman. This looks like an old lady to me. And nothing is old ladies, but she's just soulless. And she still believes in the system. So Megyn Kelly, as the whole dinosaur media goes down, is emblematic of the fall of the peacock globalist narcissistic brainwashing machine. I think that's really the takeaway from all of this I can bring you. Meanwhile, we're in the middle of this spectacular revolution against corporate tyranny and against monopolies worldwide. I mean, every nation you look at, from Japan to Australia, as I start in the East, moving right across into Eastern Europe, and the revolutions there against the globalists, from Romania to Hungary, and then into Germany, and the polls in the last three elections showing Merkel parliamentary almost out of office, and France with Marie Le Pen in the lead, and the Netherlands with the nationalists in the lead in the presidential race, right into the UK and Brexit, and of course going back south, Italy voting to begin to leave the euro just 3 weeks ago, and Iceland and Reykjavik pulling out of the globalist combine, and America with Trump. Kind of got Canada going back to eat its own vomit with Trudeau. But by and large, there are big positive things happening right now. Huge things are happening right now. And you look at these tarts. It's not that she's a woman. Some of the smart people I know are women. But you have the archetype of the dumb guy, the dumb woman. I mean, Megyn Kelly is the dumb blonde cheerleader who looked okay 10 years ago on Fox, but now just looks like an ugly witch because her soul is ugly. And she reportedly told friends, oh, I'm ugly, I'm old now, I better join the liberals. She's wanting to go jump onto some failed ship because she feels rejected after buying into the mainstream media's lie that Donald Trump was this evil guy. This is just her thinking, oh, my God, I'm hated at Fox. I'm hated by the viewers now. Let me go to NBC. Because those failures, those vampires are ready to get whoever they can swindle into joining them. But then I pull back and I look at how I'm just an average person who has a will and who's justice bound and who wants to promote freedom. Not that special. But I am special in that I don't join every peacock organization. I don't want to go. Anybody else who's successful like me, almost everybody, they go and there's weird functions and dinners and fake charity events where you walk down red carpets and they have people there to take photos of you just so you feel big. It's a whole Vanity Fair business of BS. And that means nothing to me. I'll tell you what means something to me. I've probably been in Luby's cafeterias that are here in Texas and a few other states 500 times in my life. I mean, I grew up when I was a little kid going to them in Dallas. And it wasn't until about 6-7 years ago that I'd go to a Luby's and I'd hear old ladies in the line who had always been in line with us since I was a little kid calling, I don't have the money for the Luby and their little purse bags. And I started getting tears in my eyes because they weren't saying this for me. They were talking to their old lady friends like they didn't have money for food. This is their one day out a week to get this food. And I didn't want to make a scene or anything, but after this happened a few times, I'd sit there and say, hey, I'm getting all these people's food. And it wasn't that I was some angel or whatever. It was that my whole life, I'd gone there. I mean, I have early memories of being like Luby's in Dallas. I'm like 2 years old. And I never heard people bitching and complaining they couldn't pay for the food. And the food was lower quality. The food was even cheaper. But inflation, all the lies. And I saw the news saying, oh, there's no inflation. Our economy's great. Obama said we've had the best economy we've ever had. In between speeches saying you can't have cars or air conditioning. While he's on a jumbo jet and playing golf 100 days a year and sitting around delusional because he's black. So it's okay to say black people got to be poor and watch their unemployment double. He was chosen by these sick, inbred, corporate, blue-blood, white people on average. You want to get down to bashing white people? Yeah, most of these folks are white running this thing. Who're playing us all off against each other to screw us over. And we got a bunch of narcissists who want to be on their news, their shows, their channels to feel like we've arrived. So we'll sell our own family out to be part of them. So let me give you the newsflash. I've been on air 21 years, almost 22 years. In April, it'll be 22 years. And I don't say this to say I'm some big badass. I say this so you realize that Wall Street, Madison Avenue, all of it have nothing to offer you. It's a fraud. It won't fulfill you. I've been in major movies. I didn't realize early on I was getting a little offer to join them. And maybe I wasn't. But the later offers were. You want a book deal every year for $3 million. You want to be in major motion pictures up to $10 million a year. You want $10 million three-year contracts for radio. We're ready to write the ticket. You will be the next Rush Limbaugh before they got back. And I told them no. They said, I am the president of programming at this major network. I don't make $2 million a year. You're going to turn down $3.5 million a year. I said, you're damn right I am. And it was hard to do. My integrity. It's like saying, would you give up your eyeballs for $1 billion? Frickin' hell no. Dude, blind? I've got $1 billion? No way. I will not give up my soul for any amount of money. That isn't some rocket scientist, badass, cool hero move. That's a normal move of somebody that's awake and alive. It isn't hard to say no to this. That's what I don't get. Is that it's so clear to me, and let's be frank, InfoWars is leading the world in game-changing, trailblazing resistance to this. But I don't understand why we're king. I actually feel pathetic. I feel dirty. My half-assed attempt at this is the best we got. Pull my eyes out with pliers, I get $1 billion? No. Take my soul, who I am, what I stand for. For money? To go to some weird peacock event with a bunch of empty people, a bunch of women all freaked out, worshiping celebrity, so I could be in front of them and get an award like Tom Hanks. And I mean, let me tell you something. I've watched these red carpet events, and I've been at some of them. And people like Tom Hanks and others will, like, run around for 2 hours to cameras on the red carpet and just hide, like, they just arrive, like, and it's all just a reflection of emptiness. It's like, thank God I'm not like these people. But then I see my fellow humans totally obsessed with this. Edward Bernays, 100 years ago, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, he was the one in the 20s that got media, entertainment, politicians merged with burgeoning Hollywood, and who made it like, we don't stand for politicians because of what they do or what they stand for. It's that they look good and they were on TV with a movie star. So we've been stuck in this for 90-something years, and we're coming out of it. See, they want to teach you that you don't have the essence of the universe within you, that you're there in your little apartment, your kids are bitching, and you're eating, you know, red beans and rice, and you're doing whatever, and you're nobody because you're watching the TV, and it's some beautiful people up there that are totally anorexic, totally unhappy. That manager's about to kill them. It's a total mafia running it. But you're meant to look at that. Well, I don't have that big house and 100 Kardashian bags in my closet. And I don't. It's meant to make you feel small to think these people are God. And none of it means anything. It's all completely empty. I don't say this on a power trip because I feel dirty even saying it. I've been to the top and I've been at the bottom. And I say I've been at the top and I've been at the bottom. It's all upside down. Sitting in a farmhouse with fields around you with your family and growing food and being a good person and knowing your neighbors. Transcends all of this. And this whole system is there to destroy the destiny of the species. Trump doesn't believe in the golden palaces he lives in and the suits and the super hot wives. He does that because he knows that's what you've been captured by. And his whole life has been a plan to hijack their system. And they've only figured that out at the end. And that's what we're doing. But we didn't build the facade to hijack it. We're just directly jacking in with straight communication right to you. I want you to succeed just like I want to succeed. When you fail, I fall. And together, We have to rediscover what it is to be human. And look, I want to be completely straight with everybody. Because I say we should be healthy and not eat GMO. Because I say we shouldn't drink too much and we should be strong and we shouldn't watch too much TV. It doesn't mean I don't do all the things I say you shouldn't do. It just means that my soul's pointing in the right direction and I am trying to tell you the things that I know from my core are best because I've experienced it. And I can assure you that the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard, the mind has not dreamt of what is in the potentiality of this species if we go to the next level. Look at everything we've done. I love dolphins. I love tigers. I love elephants. They're magic creatures. They aren't 1/100th as magic as we are. But the problem is that an elephant's majestic, strong, beautiful, a tiger, it's all kind of in the spectrum. It doesn't have those lows. It doesn't have those highs. See, we can go to the very bottom of hell. We can be the devil. Or we can transcend and join God. The spirit of evil is laying against us in an attempt to keep us from our birthright. And all I can tell you is the enemy's smart. These churches, when I go even near them, I almost throw up. They are satanic. The enemy is in the churches. They're in the media. They're in the government at the top. It doesn't mean the government's our enemy. But I'm here to tell you, if you simply humble yourself and get before God, the destiny is waiting, and we can have it all right now. Look at how chattel and sick all this crap is. All this tinfoil, all this color, all this crap, none of it means anything. What matters in this universe is passion and the willingness to reach out for beauty and everything that's good. And in that experiment, in that turning our will over to everything that's good and everything that came before us, we transcend the mortal bonds and join God. And this whole world is about trying to suppress that. So on my beginning transmission of 2017, I commit to you with all my warts and all our failings that I will always be true to you. And that I know your spirit is a spirit that will chain the devil and restore humanity so that our species not fail. Because the enemy is a spirit of death come to kill this planet and everything on it. And we are the guardians of this planet. And if we could prove ourselves at this level, it's a stairway to heaven. The fulfillment of human destiny is in your hands. And that's all I can tell you.
Now, we are going to skip this next break because we got a very important report. Now, we had this yesterday, but it was so prescient, it was so relevant to what happened just moments afterwards regarding the true agenda behind this race war, why it's being pushed by the media, by the popular culture. Here's Alex Jones.
What we have is an exponential envy. We have globalists at the top that have used class warfare to control people. And then really all they do is make them feel worthless and disempowered and basically just zombies to the system, frightened followers who then only tie in and buy into the larger superstructure that's destroying them because they believe they get power and solace by merging with that. And one of the most clear-cut examples of this is the last 8 years, the Tea Party that was started by Ron Paul and the Liberty Movement, myself and the listeners of this broadcast, did get partially co-opted by the Republican Party. But then the left all came in and just branded it as completely racist, completely evil, and said that no one of any color was welcome at those because they don't want minorities who are the majority to have this birthright and this freedom and be able to, you know, continue in the steps of prosperity with low taxes, the right to self-defense, property rights, things like that. So it was a stroke of genius. The last 6-7 years, they were able to really brand it as if it was something bad
and so minorities felt like they couldn't be part of that. And now they've just expanded. But Trump began the last 2 years to break that. And we see 30-40% of the people at rallies being minorities. And at our own rallies, which is like half in Cleveland. And that's what really shook up. I was watching the Mother Jones riders, other people that were there. They were really shook up, and they were looking at the crowd, and it was frighteningly elite. It was really frightening the establishment. So now, while they're capitulating to the Trump victory and populism on the surface, all over the world they're going into overdrive branding any type of populism by people that aren't blonde-haired, blue-eyed as racist. And I, on the newsstand before I got on this plane, I'm sitting there about to take off, so I got to hurry, bought a Mother Jones Ford Foundation propaganda piece, and of course the Council on Foreign Relations / Davos Group economist propaganda. And literally, this is what the pseudo-intellectuals read. The entire thing on almost every page shows blonde-haired, blue-eyed people in real photos, but also in editorial cartoons, saying blonde-haired, blue-eyed people are bad, putting KKK hats on them, and then saying if someone looks like this, then they're your enemy. And these are publications that mainly go to the white intelligentsia, so they can go out now and henpeck everyone into this submission. This is just two things I got off the newsstand. I mean, this is the most cultic brainwashing I've ever seen. Clear-cut, cold-blooded, they know exactly what they're doing, but it's so transparent. If we just call it, it will collapse, and that's what's begun to happen. That's why they stole those five states from Trump, and they tried to sell another five, because the numbers were, minorities were even bigger in landslides for him. That's what we saw in the primary. So they're very, very scared. Their whole paradigm is shattering. They're trying to invoke all this, but our real gang we're in is free market. That's what unifies us and Western civilization. And it's like Gran Torino. You know, it's a fictional account, but, you know, the guy didn't like his spoiled family. He's a white guy. It's a sign of declining white culture, which is the truth. Western culture is in massive decline, and he gives the love of his life, the Gran Torino, to the kid that made something of himself in the neighborhood. And that's not some affirmative action bull in the movie. It's like real. That's how it really works, folks. So they want to steal that birthright from everybody who's hardworking and a big part of America, telling you you don't get to be part of it, telling you you're in their gang, you're under their control because you're a victim, and they're going to take care of you, and they know how to run your life. They're going to tell you how to talk, and they're going to tell you what to do. So again, this is total desperation by the most scientific, cold-blooded psychological warfare divisions of the Central Intelligence Agency. But most of the CIA is awake to this and now breaking with the whole deal. One other part to the psychological warfare of who they're targeting with these publications is a lot of people that read these aren't actual controller level. They don't understand the paradigm or the alien dialectic. But clearly, they're inflicting a guilt complex in the publications on anyone who is white or has blonde hair. You notice they also have photos of women with blonde hair and blue eyes, but in the ads, who are activists, and then they're the good person. So it shows them who are good, and it shows the corporations they're backing up, then it shows everyone else that's bad. So then you think, oh my God, I have this guilt, I need to submit to this. I know I'm saying the obvious here, but it's key that we know this, and the public doesn't. And once they understand the trick, they get angry, and they break free of the programming. And then future programming only causes them to resist and entrench harder against the enemy. And then it opens up larger pathways to the mind to begin to resist and overcome and adapt in the animating contest instead of submitting to it. And that's why the public looks like zombies, because subconsciously they know they've been beaten into submission. It's time to break that. So I'm going to follow this report. I'm going to follow more. I'm Alex Jones from Front Lines, the InfoWar. A lot of positive things are happening, but a lot of negative things are happening. We've got to keep fighting, keep pushing. It's the animating contest of liberty. But these people are super low. They promote thug culture in here. They try to sell minorities on acting like thugs as if that's their culture, so they can then be identified and put in prison. This is so evil. InfoWars.com. Spread that, folks. They're trying to censor it, but you are overpowering it. We are overpowering it together, and I want to salute you all as we go into 2017 and beyond.
Bombshell report there from Alex Jones about how the popular culture is pushing this thug culture. And I mean, it is that. It's the culture. It's not the skin color of the perpetrators. That's how they try and deceive us again, how they try to divide us, get us at each other's throats. And there was Thomas Sowell, the commentator, the writer, who talked about black kids born in Germany after the war between white German women and black U.S. Troops after the Second World War that weren't exposed to this same gangster thug culture, this illegitimacy that plagues black communities in the United States, this MTV gangster rap culture. They grew up to be just as educated as everybody else, just as successful as everybody else. And the crime stats were completely in line with everyone else in Germany. So it doesn't have anything to do with race. It has to do with this culture that's been rammed down our necks and then legitimized by the mainstream media. And we see it again in the aftermath of this horrific beating and abuse and torture of this 18-year-old mentally disabled man in Chicago. This is a city that has record shootings, record black-on-black crime. 54 people shot during the first 4 days of 2017 alone in gun-controlled Chicago. You don't see Black Lives Matter talking about that, do you? Despite the fact that the vast majority of victims are black. Black people killing each other far outstrips any kind of statistic when it comes to police shootings. But look at the reaction to this. Look at what Sean King tweeted, the big Black Lives Matter leader who was born white yet pretends to be black. Sean King just put out an article at the New York Daily News in regard to this torture and beating. Bearing in mind, this is the senior justice writer for the New York Daily News. He said, "The simple reason why I won't be fighting for justice for the young man who was assaulted in Chicago." So the senior justice writer for the New York Daily News says he won't be fighting for justice because the victim's white. Again, another example of Black Lives Matter race baiting. And then look at this, also from the New York Daily News. Torture attack on Illinois teen, not racially motivated, say police. Okay, so we played video clips earlier of police indicating that they wouldn't treat it as a racially motivated crime. Now we have confirmation of that. New York Daily News, four black suspects who tortured a mentally disabled white teen on Facebook Live video threatened him with a knife and forced him to drink water from a toilet. But police claim he was targeted because of his special needs, not because of his race. Well, number one, we read Chicago hate crime law. A person commits a hate crime when they assault someone by reason of mental disability. That is one of the reasons within the law that quantifies it, that qualifies it as a hate crime. So even if they say he was targeted because of his mental disability, that's a hate crime. Not going to weasel out of it that way either, Chicago police. But Chicago police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi said Thursday that while the suspects made terrible racist statements, so he admits that they made racist remarks against white people and the president-elect during the on-camera attack, it does not appear to be racially motivated. Okay! So they're yelling F white people. They're forcing the bound, gagged, beaten victim to say F white people. They're forcing the bound, gagged, and beaten victim to say, "I love black people." They're filming it live on Facebook. They're hurling racial slurs, and Chicago police have come out and said that this is not racially motivated. Give me a break. I mean, if somebody so much as pulls a hijab, it's a racial hate crime within minutes. Again, flip it round. Four black people kidnapping somebody, a black person. Yelling F Obama, yelling F black people, making him say, "I love white people." Would it be a hate crime? Yes, it would. Within minutes, the media, the police, everybody would say it was a hate crime. Yet this is not a hate crime. Again, the institutionalized anti-white racist narrative continues. We'll be back live on The Alex Jones Show. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36.